Welcome to the Soul Doctor Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Yano Kelly, always providing you with spiritual food to feed your soul. Welcome to March, you guys. Listen, I've been feeling the energy of March before March even came in. And I did a couple of videos on TikTok and also in my Patreon talking about what to expect in March, y'all. March is a turning point, okay? It is, for those of you that don't know, in March, March 20th, 21st, just depending upon where you are, we have the spring solstice. It's like an equinox, okay? So what does this mean? You guys have heard of springing forward. You know, March is all about springing forward. It's spring that comes in. When we talk about spring, we talk about things coming to life because we've just come out of a cycle of death with the winter, and you know, where things are cold, and you know, this is why we have these season things. I know we don't pay too much attention, you guys, but these seasons that we have, fall, winter, spring, summer, that is like a reflection. It's an outer reflection of what is going on with us inwardly, especially when you start the journey, when you're on the spiritual awakening, a journey, you start waking up and realizing that everything on the outside of you literally is reflecting what's going on within you. So we've come out of winter where, you know, the things die, and then we come into spring where new life. So when we talk about spring solstice, spring equinox, we're talking about a new beginning, you know, new beginnings, a new cycle that's beginning for you. All the hard work that you put in, all the labor that you put in, now is where, this is the time now when you're going to start seeing physical manifestations, everything, a lot of things coming to fruition. And so this is what you're going to see, what you planted, and now the benefits of what you planted. Now you'll be able to see that. Cause sometimes y'all, we doing work and we don't even realize that, oh my gosh, I'm doing this work. And then when things starts manifesting in your life, you didn't realize that you put in the work for you to receive what's coming into your life. And there is no effort with this. So if you're out there trying to manifest something, trying to do something, no, you really should be just flowing. You know, trying is more of a force, but there are a lot of things that you don't have to force because it falls in line with the death and the rebirth, you know, with the things coming into fruition, with the planting and the sowing and the watering and being prepared. And so we have that. And not only that, right behind that in April, we have an eclipse. Now, let me explain to you guys how all of this is going to work. All right. So right now we're settling, we're grounding, anchoring into our new experience. For every person, the experience is going to be different according to where you are on your journey. Remember, you guys, this is an individual journey. We're not going to all be at the same place at the same time. But for those of you that's getting to see people, that's moving into a higher timeline, that's more free, which we call the 5D, you have something to look forward to. Just keep allowing yourself to go through the journey to get what you need to get. Remember, this is not about you racing to the end. This is not a race. It's more of a marathon, if you think about it, because you're going at your own pace, and whatever you need will show up. And I think that's the biggest thing about doing this journey thing, is just understanding that when something shows up, when a situation shows up in your life, or a problem, what you may consider as a problem, there's a solution to every problem. You just have to calm yourself, allow yourself to get in a relaxed, calm state, knowing that everything is going to be fine, so that you can hear, or either know, you're going to just know what to do, or you'll be able to hear yourself. It's literally yourself that's speaking to you, that's telling you. Now, for those of you that have the gift of hearing in the spirit, you may hear your guides literally telling you what to do. For others of you, you may hear your voice. When it's your voice, that's your higher self. If you hear like another voice that's guiding you, most of the time, it's going to be your spirit guides. Okay. So understand that. So what you're going to do is allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to just stay in a relaxed, calm mode so you can just know what you do. And during the times, you guys, there are going to be days There's going to be nothing for you to do. And I noticed that even on my journey, I didn't realize that there were going to be moments that I didn't need to be doing anything. And those were my moments to relax. But I would use my time trying to find, you know, what it is that I need to be working on. So for those of you that's trying to find or figure out, Listen, just relax. You'll find that on this journey, you need every break that you can get. So on those times where you feel like nothing is showing up, do what you like to do. Take that time to maybe reflect, see how far you've come. But those are moments that you can get into a positive state and just, you know, be in a state of gratitude, thankfulness. Use that downtime and just being thankful for the journey, where you are, what you've been through. Because I guarantee you, it's going to be something when you get to the end where you're literally living every day in a relaxed state, peaceful and loving, you'll be able to better understand that everything that you're going through, everything that you find yourself in is so necessary. It's very necessary. And a lot of times you can't see that until you get to the end of it, until you come out of something. Then you'll be like, oh, wow, I didn't even know that I needed that. And when you get towards the end, you realize, oh, my gosh, things are showing up like I didn't even know I needed that. And these are situations for you to stand up. Like everything that you guys find yourself in, I know sometimes it feels like, you know, this world is out to get you, or, you know, God has forgotten about you, or it's like the enemy is attacking you and trying to kill you and steal and do all these things, you guys. But you'll find as you keep going through the journey, a lot of that is an illusion, but it's there so that you can step into your power. And I think that's the biggest thing that we are not fully understanding, except especially when you're frustrated on your journey and you keep asking, why is this happening to me? Why is that? I know that I'm doing everything. Why? Okay, so let me answer the why. It's all happening for you, not to you. So when you say it's happening to you, it feels like an attack. But when you understand that it's happening for you, you can see it as, oh, these are just obstacles for me to just go through. And going through those obstacles, it tests your strength, your endurance. Okay, so some of the things that you're going through is for you to step up, to talk to yourself and tell you, okay, there's nothing for me to fear, depending upon the situation. And I always say, you guys, if you haven't been following me for long, I always call these situations, circumstances, it's an opportunity. What is it an opportunity for, Dr. Kelly? An opportunity for you to stand in your power. Because at the end of the day, that's what all of this is about. It's about you remembering who you are, going back to your divine human self, going back to your spirit self, and then playing that spirit self out through a human role. That's the simplification of it, you guys. And in that, you have to go through these. It's like a game. So it's like you're going through these situations to remember who you are, to step back into your power, especially those of you that, you know, that you're ready to leave the matrix. You know, you're ready to leave that. Leaving the matrix is all about you knowing who you are and operating through that power so you can be a divine sovereign being. You are a governor to yourself. But in order to do that, you have to shed all that low vibing energy, which is doubt, fear, worry, you know, and move into a more loving, what true love is. That's another thing. From a 3D perspective, you guys, we think we're loving each other. We don't. You don't know what love is until you've spiritually awakened and connecting to your higher self. Connecting to your higher self will absolutely give you a full experience of what true love is. And most people, when you're on that self-love journey, you will come into and step into what love is. And you'll be able to look back and be like, oh my gosh, what are we doing? That's not love. Because love is unconditional. It's compassionate. It's kind. It's gentle. You know, it doesn't keep score. It's just, there's so much more to love than meets the eye. And the only way to fully know what love is you have to experience it. I can find the words all day, but it will not match up to feeling what love is. So when we talk about everybody that's trying to reach 5D, that want to get to 5D, listen, that timeline, that specific dimension, that particular portal, that is a pure love portal. Like there is no judgment. There's no fear. There's no doubt. There's no worry. You know, you don't concern yourself about other people's business. You don't focus on, you know, what anybody's trying to do to you, because you're so in tune with yourself. And you realize that everything, you have this knowing. It's not even a realization. It's just a knowing that everything is inside of you. You know that you are the creator. You know it's a feeling of, it's just you in this big old world, and everybody is you. Everybody is you. And then your experience completely change. So I get it. I see a lot of frustration on, and I'm reading a lot of comments under my videos with, you know, a lot of frustration to get to this peaceful, loving timeline. But it does require a lot of work, you guys. And it makes sense, because why would that portal open up for us, or the veil be lifted up and allow us to come in there, and we're still bringing that old stuff to this whole new timeline? It just wouldn't make sense, because what's going to happen is all you're going to do is have recycled energy. So for those of you who are frustrated, listen, pull back. All right. A lot of you, the frustration is because you're trying to rush it and you're ready to leave. But what one of the main things that we seem to forget too is that we signed up to come and experience all the things that we're experiencing. And so when you feel like you want to run, it's because you've forgotten that that's what you came here for. And I know you have a minute, you're like, why what the hell? Why would I sign up for this shit? Like, I've had moments I was like, what the hell was I thinking to even sign up for this? And it's so funny. But you, when you have this realization that you signed up to experience everything that you're going through, so there is no running, because you signed up. And that's why you can't run. So the key is to learn how to control your thoughts. And controlling your thoughts will enable you to control your emotions. So if you control your thoughts by saying, okay, I signed up for this, you have your moment. You can have your moment where, oh my gosh, I can't believe I signed up for this. What was I thinking? Have that moment. Let yourself feel that. But then shift yourself into, okay, I signed up for it, so, you know, I just have to pony up, get up on the horse and ride. And if I fall off, or if it seems like I fall off, just find a way of making myself more stable and sturdy on this journey. And that's through controlling your emotions. You know, yes, allow yourself to get frustrated, but you can't keep allowing yourself to get frustrated. At some point, you got to reel that frustration in. You got to reel that anger in and tell yourself you don't have to express that emotion. And yes, there is a part of the journey. Now, don't mistake me. When you're healing, yes, that's, you have to feel, you know, sometimes you got to go through the feeling. But there's some part in the journey where you have to stop yourself from just uncontrollably expressing things. Because what you're doing now is you may be trying to get to this timeline, but now these low vibing energies become a static. And sometimes that static can throw you back. So I've heard a lot of you guys say too, that I was in 5D, but it feels like I slipped back. But if you pay attention, a lot of times these distractions are going to come in, but that's to build you. Okay, so don't let the fear of you going back. All you need to do is stand up. Pay attention to how you're moving and what's coming in to try to distract you or take away your focus. Remember, especially when you're in the midst of a shift and you are, that's what you're doing, and you're trying to quantum leap or get to another experience, another timeline. Listen, you have to put all the focus on you. All of it has to be on you and you shifting. And then everything else gonna follow as it's supposed to follow. Don't concern yourself with all these other things. And that's why I kind of guide you guys to stay away from social media during certain points of your journey. Because what you don't want to do is you don't want to be watching particular videos or listening to any kind of fear mongering videos, anything that's going to cause fear, doubt, worry. Because although you are, you know, you got to understand too, you're in a process of releasing these things. So if you keep listening to these things, oh, that's what it's going to do. It's going to pull you back. And some of you may even feel the necessity to just, you know, log out for a couple of days. I'm telling you, it would do some good. Log out, allow yourself to shift. And then if you feel guided to go back, go back. But sometimes you guys, especially if you don't, if you're like not guided to teach people or to share, there's a lot of people that's in 5D that don't, that's not on social media. Like, they have not looked back, you guys. They're so tapped into this love and this peace that they don't even want to engage in any of that. And for those of you that is not aware about the timeline, you know, that's a piece of love, 5D. Listen, there is so many, there's a social media. Everything that you think you want to be attached to, if you would just let it go and shift to your new timeline or the new experience, there's other platforms, you guys, that a lot of people don't know about, because you have to be on that frequency to know about it. So I've been teaching you guys and guiding you guys to detach from it all and not feel like the need to know, well, I need to know what's going on. No, you don't, because you're heading to a whole new timeline that none of what's going on in the lower timeline will affect the higher timeline. It's like it can't even seep in. It's a portal, and that low vibing energy cannot get in to that 5D, that high vibing timeline. And that's what's going on when you're talking about shedding fear. You're releasing all that low dense energy so that you can float up, so that you can flow into a new timeline. You guys, it really is simple. I just think putting it all together. I think what's going on is we have so much information. And I'm hearing some of you guys say, too, it's like a overload. And it can be. It can feel like an overload because it's so much. And now you have to sit and put the pieces together. But if you just relax, you can pull the little pieces and start making a picture. Because it's going to be a picture inside of a picture. Okay. But you got this. You just got to find a way to control your thoughts, control your mind. There is, when I say, y'all, this timeline, this experience, it's a completely new experience. Like, it's literally heaven on earth. So take your time. There is no rush. You're not going to be left behind. Okay, please understand that. Those of you that's on the journey, some of you do need to just get a little bit more focused on yourself. I feel like what I'm picking up and what I'm being shown is that you're working on yourself, but then you get on the TikTok or you hear some news or somebody sharing you something, and then you want to go and see what they're saying. And for a lot of you, you know a lot of this stuff. And so some of you are just going back to see what they're saying. Listen, some part of you have to get to a place where you don't need to know what they're saying about what's happening in 3D. Your family, everybody, the world is fine. Everybody's going to experience exactly what they signed up for. Especially for those of you that are teachers. You're a teacher. You know you're a teacher. And or those of you that's feeling like you need to save everybody. No, you're having that feeling because there's a part of you that feel like you need to save yourself. But now is the time. There's enough teachers out there, you guys. Trust me. When you start concerning and being overly concerned for people, you're not understanding that they're right where they're supposed to be. They're going to get what they're supposed to get. I know it's the fear mongering that has pushed a lot of us into the space of feeling like we need to save the world. But no, that feeling is because you are the world. So you're feeling like you need to save other people because these other people are really you. But if you could pull back and see, especially those y'all feel frustrated, like you're trying to tell people and they're just not hearing you. It's because you're trying to save them, and nobody needs saving. I think that's the part that we understand, not by other people. Okay. So if you can grasp that these people don't need to be saved. They're right where they're supposed to be. They're going through all the lessons that they need to go through in order to wake up. And everybody's going to wake up at different phases. But right now, for the most part, I should be confirming what you're already feeling, but some of you guys are fighting it because you were taught, you know, you have these gifts. So sharing and these people need your help. No, they don't. We all have a higher self. You guys, we all have a higher self. We also all have a shadow self, and it's everybody's free will to choose which aspect of yourself you're going to live this life through. Okay. And I think that's the part. It's like a missing link. And the missing link is everybody's where they need to be. Everybody's being guided or not guided as they are choosing. Like for me, I'm out here teaching. I'm not trying to save anybody because there's nobody need to be saved. I just know I'm being used because there's so much information out there that sometimes when you are moving to a higher timeline, there are gatekeepers. There are agents that will try to make you think that world is not real, that will make you feel like all the work that you're putting in is not going to amount to anything. And it's like, so there are those of us that's out there that's speaking on these things, encouraging you guys to keep going, teaching you guys how to get to where you need to get to. It's not necessarily about trying to force you. It's just guidance to guiding you to your highest timeline because your soul knows you're supposed to be there. And that's what many, when you start awakening, you know, that's what the guidance is, guiding you to a higher timeline because you've suffered enough and you want it out. And your soul is like, okay, well, we got to journey through all these things in order to completely get out and get the experience that many of you know that's possible. And it's rather simple. It shouldn't be a scary journey. It shouldn't be a fearful journey. You know, you may feel these things, but this is where you have to reel that in and understand that there's nothing to fear. If you could just relax, everything is happening exactly how it's supposed to be happening. And I know sometimes it's hard for the human mind to process that, but that is the truth. And you just have to find a way to latch on and understanding that everything is happening as it's supposed to happen. And your focus is supposed to be on you and what it is that you are supposed to be doing so that you can ensure that you're quantum leaping or shifting into your new timeline. So I just wanted to congratulate you guys for making it into this month. You know, it hasn't been easy. Every month literally is a new beginning, you guys. Every month, the beginning of the month is fresh and new. The end of the month is your closeout. So you get 12 months a year to start new. You really do. Every month you can do something different. And before you know it, you're shifted into a whole new timeline. Then you get to where you just take it one day at a time. So until then, I'm congratulating you guys. Allow yourself to start trusting your intuition. Remember, this is a great time to start connecting more with your higher self if you haven't already. For those of you that have connected, now it's time to walk out your journey through your higher self and then allowing yourself to just be guided along the way. For those of you that's not aware, right now, you can find me on Patreon. I am doing mentorship on my Patreon. You can either find the link on my Instagram at Dr. Yano Kelly or on my TikTok at Dr. Yano Kelly. Come on over and join. You have till March 5th. I'm doing a little giveaway where I am giving away three 30-minute sessions. I'm going to do a drawing, and the 30-minute sessions, you get to ask me whatever you want. If you want a reading, you know, a soul reading, a regular reading, you want to ask me questions about your journey, you have 30 minutes to probe my mind, ask me whatever you want. If you want to start your healing journey, I can tap into that, but I will be doing that drawing on March 5th. You have till March 4th, and then I'll do it on a pre-recorded, I will do it on a pre-recorded video and post it to my Patreon. And for those of you, I always tell you guys, like, I have a Patreon. Get what you need and then move on. You know, I post a lot of videos in just 1 month. Some of you, and it is a subscription, but allow yourself to be guided. Come and get what you need and then move on. I always encourage you guys that to about change and allowing yourself, you know, to get what you need from those of us that's teaching. And then you'll know when it's time for you to release a spiritual mentor or, you know, somebody that you're following, a guru, a leader. Get what you need and then allow yourself to move on, because there's so many people you're going to connect with along your journey to get everything you need. And maybe I'm just one phase, you know, one cycle of your journey, and then you move on to something else that's going to help you along the journey. And that's what I love about this journey. We will always have everything that we need. A lot of times we don't have to go look for it. It just shows up for us. So you can follow me on TikTok, Instagram. Come on over to Patreon. I make it a little bit more personal. You guys can ask questions. I do videos. There's just so much more that I can do on the Patreon. Again, the link is in my TikTok at Dr. Yano Kelly or on my Instagram at Dr. Yano Kelly. Until then, I'm sending you guys so much peace, love, and clarity.